Hey, I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the 360 Podcast, why liberals and conservatives alike are claiming John F. Kennedy's legacy. Let's get started. We're talking about the legacy of John F. Kennedy as president and the intriguing fact that so many people, Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative alike, all claim pieces of that legacy as their own. You saw President Obama honoring President Kennedy just a short time ago tonight. In this next portion of his remarks, you can see why JFK's tough-minded brand of political action has bipartisan appeal for so many.
That unbending belief that the power to make great a nation is found in its people and in their freedom. That was his philosophy. That is his legacy. And it's a legacy told in villages around the world that have clean water or a new school and a steady friend in the United States, thanks to the volunteers of the Peace Corps. It's a legacy found in the courage of all who serve under our proud flag, willing, like President Kennedy himself, to pay any price and bear any burden for the survival and success of our liberty.
Well, that's from President Kennedy's inaugural, and it still inspires people of all political stripes. So did meeting the president. You saw this at the top of the program. It is remarkable, though perhaps only Bill Clinton knew it at the time, a handshake that he says really sparked his life of public service. He would go on, of course, to be a center-left politician. A young Roger Williams would become a Tea Party conservative, but he, too, says that shaking President Kennedy's hand and hearing him talk helped shape his political destiny. Dana Bash reports.
Roger Williams was a 14-year-old boy in Latin class when he learned John Kennedy was assassinated.
The President of the United States is dead.
Principal came into our class and whispered something in Mr. Henning's ear. And Mr. Henning put his, he didn't say anything to us, he put his head on the desk and started crying.
One word to describe the picture here, and that's grief.
It was a scene students experienced all across the country, but for Williams, it was different. He had just met the president that morning.
I couldn't fathom it, frankly, because I just seen him an hour and a half ago.
His father was a car dealer in Fort Worth, Texas, where the president started out the day he was killed. Williams' dad told the local congressman he would supply cars for the president's motorcade, but only on one condition.
But he said, the only thing I ask for, Congressman, is that my wife and my son can meet the president.
And that's exactly what happened at the Texas Hotel after what turned out to be the final speech of JFK's life.
This is a very dangerous and uncertain world. We would like to live as we once lived, but history will not permit it.
No one took Williams' picture with Kennedy, but it's emblazoned in his memory.
All of a sudden, here came Mrs. Kennedy. She came around a corner in that pink dress, and she shook my mother's hand. And she shook my hand and stood right next to me. And then here came the president. And the president had a cigar in his mouth, and he took a puff out of the cigar and put it in the sand urn and came around the corner. And I remember what kind of shoes he had on. He had a black cap-toe shoes, which men still wear today. And he shook my mother's hand. And then he came to me and shook my hand and did not let it go and looked back at my mother and said, "It's a pleasure to meet your son."
Little did Williams know then he would become one of the last people Kennedy would ever meet.
Well, I literally was the last person to shake his hand as he left that hotel room, that hotel that day.
Now, Williams is a member of Congress and credits his encounter with JFK that fateful day 50 years ago with his interest in public service.
It's hard to describe and sometimes gets emotional. It eventually empowered me to do something for my country. The idea that I'm here today in the United States Congress, a lot of it started on that day.
But unlike the liberal JFK, Williams is a conservative, a GOP House freshman elected with help from the Tea Party. Still, he argues his ideals are a lot like Kennedy's, especially his belief in America as the greatest country on earth.
He touched my heart and soul. And I'm of the generation where I really believe that on that moment, the world changed.
Dana Bash, CNN, Capitol Hill.